except maybe a little different.
Sure.
Ever heard people around here use the word mush or cush?
Mush, yeah, cush.
Now that
way back down there.
Mm-hmm. Are mush and cush the same thing?
I guess it is now. I never did care anything about it, and I never did eat it. My mother never did cook it much. Now she'd make a push and have a sick pig or something. She'd make some up for him. I never did eat it.
Doesn't sound too appetizing to me.
No.
What about this type of food that the Chinese eat a lot of? You just call that? Grows in flooded fields. It's white.
Rice?
Sure.
Rice.
You like that?
Yeah, I like rice pretty well. I'm not too crazy about it. I like rice with gravy. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that grows in some parts of, Arkansas or Louisiana. Does it grow here?
World of it grows in the Delta.
Is that right?
Rice, yes, sir. They're growing lots of it right now. Flooding in fields.
I know. You know, a few years ago, I was traveling around doing these interviews, and I'd never seen rice growing before. And I was passing all these fields, and they were flooded. I thought, boy, these people must have had some kind of rain around here. Fields up.
They put on wells. Put on wells and flood those fields. Mm-hmm.
And I had never seen that growing before.
Lots of it growing in the Delta now.
What about this expression? If I have a belt that's made out of leather, and I'm talking about the fact that it's 100% leather, it's not artificial or anything like that, I might say, well, now, this isn't imitation, it's...
It's pure stuff, okay. What to say, pure leather.
Okay, or another word for that might be
genuine leather.
Sure. Okay. When people sold sugar around here, before it was packaged, you know, like it is now, they might sell it right out of the barrel. How would they say they were selling it?
Dipping it up.
Okay.
They'd take a paper sack and dip up and weigh whatever you wanted, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, 5 pounds.
Did they have an expression for that? Like they might say they were selling it loose or in bulk?
Yeah, loose or bulk.
Can you remember any stores where that was done?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. All the older stores, they had a barrel. Now, they might sell you 100 pounds of sugar, but they had a barrel sitting there with a scoop, a little scoop in it, where people want a small amount.
I see.
With a lid on it.
Okay. What about a lot of fruit trees growing together? You'd say that you
orchard.
Got any of those in this part of the country?
Orchard? Man, yeah, there's lots of orchards here.
Got any on your property?
No, I did away with them. No labor. Mm-hmm. Used to have a good big orchard back up there.
Nice. Okay. Well, talking about fruit, what do you call that hard inside part of a cherry?
The core.
Okay. What about of a peach?
That's a seed.
That's a seed. All right. Are you familiar with the type of peach that you can break open and the seed will fall out easily?
Yeah, that's a clear seed.
What about the other kind?
Well, they're pressed, they call them. He doesn't turn loose.
Y'all raise peaches?
Oh yeah, I raised a good many.
Yeah.